Anthony, and you can leave your comments.
Oh, okay, fine. That's okay. I will. Thank you.
Okay. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into the consent agenda to be voted on together. It appears that these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like to remove from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? See none, do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Please take a roll.
Mr. Buller?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Irwin?
Yes. Item number 8, second reading, to adopt redevelopment plan for 30 and 50 Sealy Avenue, Block 5501, Lots 1001 and 1013. This is open to the public. Resolution to adopt the ordinance. See, would you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance to Adopt a Redevelopment Plan for 30 and 50 Sealy Avenue, designated as Block 5501, Lots 10.01 and 10.13 on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, was introduced on the 14th day of June 2018, and had passed the first reading on the 2018. Now, therefore, be resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on July 10, 2018, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with the notice of inadvertent approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be sign number 18-13.
This is also open to the public. Do we have any comments from the public? If not, do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
See, please take a roll.
Mr. Buller?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Irwin?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 9 on the first reading, Title 39 at 800 Centennial Avenue, resolution adopting ordinance. See, would you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway County,
Can you slow down a little? It's hard to hear. Can you slow down a little bit, please?
It's just the title. It's just being read by title, what it says on the agenda. So this is just the verbiage about it being in the state of New Jersey.
Okay.
So it's what you just read, basically. But there's more verbiage added for the statement. Amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 40, Control for the Movement of the Parking of Traffic on Public and Private Property to assert Title 39, Section 1, Parking, located at 800 Centennial Avenue. B, and is hereby adopted on first reading, has been published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing held in be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Buller?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Irwin?
Yes. Before you go on item number 10, we are dialing in. There we go.
Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $7,515,000, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $7,139,250 bonds or notes of the township to finance part of the cost thereof, was introduced on the 14th day of June 2018, and had passed the first reading and was published on the 20th day of June 2018. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on July 10, 2018, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 18-14.
This is also open to the public for any comments. If not, do I have a motion?
Could you just clarify what the bond ordinance is paying for? Like what the right, what are the various capital improvements?
Stacy Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway, Scataway. Could you just identify, I think for the public, what the bond is paying for? Various capital improvements could be like a whole bunch of them.
Okay, it's for the municipal complex improvements, including canopy.
I'm sorry, it's really hard to hear you guys. It's hard even just sitting here, and there are people watching all over town.
It's for Leslie Street, Brotherhood Street, Haywood, Wynwood, Water Street, and then three other Short Street, and three other streets.
I'm sorry, I missed the part about what it was doing for the streets.
They're full blown reconstruction.
And how do those streets get chosen over other streets, is there a list of streets?
They've been under engineering design for the last several years. They're in a queue, and now that some of them have their DEP permits, they're ready to go.
Thanks.
I have a motion.
Motion.
I have a second.
Second.
Sue, would you please take your role?
Mr. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Irwin?
Yes. Item number 11, announcements and comments from officials. Jim?
Not at this time, thank you.
I would like to offer congratulations to two Piscataway residents, one being Nicholas Buchek and the other one being Louis Folks. They both participated in the Special Olympics of the United States in Seattle, Washington, and they took home the gold in the four 100 relay. And I have to say that Nicholas Buchek is a dear friend of ours, so I'm super, super proud of them, and I want to acknowledge them. Thank you.
Ms. Cedar, for the record, just Ms. Cahill is up to me by telephone.
Thank you.
No, thanks. No comment, thank you.
I don't have no comment. Item number 12, open to the public. Anybody wishes to speak? No, you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Hi, I'm Ann Bastian, 113 Fountain Avenue. I've been here before with two major concerns. One is, what is the progress of the town in working towards resolutions and ordinances, or at least instructions, that make us a more fair and welcoming city? I know you've discussed this. The county has passed a policy. We were all, well, not all of us, but a lot of us were at a rally in New Brunswick. And so we want to know, what's the progress that you were indicating you would work towards? And that involves training of the police force and other town officials to make sure that people are not discriminated against or badly treated or left vulnerable to ICE raids, which are increasing around the state of New Jersey, targeted by the Trump administration. And the second thing I'm curious about is just what the timeline or planning process is for the Humber Farm Eco Park, because it's something I really support. I was happy to be at the informative meeting we had earlier, and what I really need to have is a better timeline to know, okay, when is this going forward in my lifetime, I hope, and also where are the input points for the public?
I can answer the fair and welcoming. In regard to the police procedures to make sure that we are in line with protecting our residents, I've been working with the chief of police He sent me a working document last week with a written policy. Due to the holidays, we're a little short-staffed. I haven't gotten through the document, but hopefully we'll have a written policy issued shortly.
And that will be public for,
yes,
for everyone to review and look at?
Yeah, once it's issued, yes.
And so this summer?
Yes, it should be.
Okay.
And I'll answer the second question. At this time, we have voted previously in a prior meeting to demolish all of the buildings,
mm-hmm.
so you will see that happening shortly. I don't know that we can give you a definitive timeline. After that is done, we have some remediation of the property that has to be done, which will entail part of the dirt to be dug up so many inches down, removed from the site, taken out to Pennsylvania. And remediated because unfortunately they were allowing landscapers to dump their remnants on the property. And in order for us to feel safe to allow the public on it, we want to make sure that there's no contamination prior to us getting the park. So after that is done, we will be moving forward. But we will be having other meetings and entertaining ideas. I actually spoke with another client of mine in detail of some of her ideas. I don't know if you've Phyllis Westmeyer, one of our teachers in town. So we do have a lot of interest, and we're going to accept all of that interest and put it together and work forward.
So what is the process for the public to give additional input?
We will probably get together at another time. To
you mean hold a public meeting?
Yeah.
Do you have an idea?
Not during the summer. Probably closer after September.
All right, thank you very much. I look forward to participating.
Fred White, 607 Ellis Parkway. What is Title 39 that's under Ordinance Number 9?
Council President, Title 39 allows the police department to have enforcement actions on private property or public ways.
For what reason?
To issue parking summonses, violation of handicap ordinances. It's quite frequent in private property. Shopping centers a lot of times ask for Title 39 enforcement actions because technically the police department cannot issue summonses on private property.
Yeah, so to be for idling issues, etc., it allows the police department to actually issue tickets on private property.
Oh, good. So that when the trucks start parking at 800 Centennial Avenue, I can call the police and they will come and give them a ticket for letting them diesel engines idle?
Yes, exactly.
Great. This is a little off the wall. It has nothing to do with the agenda, but I'm curious about something. I've been very happy that Piscataway is taken and chipped a lot of trees that fell over in the last strong windstorm. And I noticed there's piles over at the old Helber farm of chips. Are those chips sold to people who mix it with dirt, or are they available to residents?
No, that contract is that the low bidder has to remove all that site. We don't want to have that problem with any of the residents because we can't guarantee that there's no environmental issues.
Okay, thanks.
I like summer to be summer. I'm Stacey Berger, so 233 Ellis Parkway. A couple of follow-up questions. Raj, I'm glad to hear that the police director is communicating with you. Is the council involved in those conversations, or is that strictly a staff level conversation?
Right now, because we're in the work in product phase, it's at the staff level. Once we have a working document, it'll be released to the council for the comments.
And in addition to the police directive, there were other items that both Ellen Witt, when she was here a few months ago, talked about in terms of the I think it's 7-point platform that the ACLU has for protecting immigrants and other residents in our community, or any of the other. Police directive was one of them, but there was a whole long list of them. The first and the one that I think Councilman Bullard showed some interest in was the municipal ID program, which has already been adopted in other neighboring towns like New Brunswick and Highland Park. So is that something that the council is going to move forward with? You specifically talked about that, Councilman.
I don't believe. No, I don't think so.
So you are going to, because Councilman Councilwoman Lombardi had said that she thought there were some really good ideas there when we were here last year in September and made some really strong comments that we appreciated that, you know, about the council's commitment to doing everything. I think the words you used were everything in our power and up to the limit of the law, that you were going to do everything you could to protect our residents. And so we look forward to that happening and not just being limited to the police director, which is very important. And I'm sorry that Council Cahill's not here, because I know she had some similar concerns and voiced them at the last meeting. So are you going to do anything else?
That's why we're allowing Maj and our attorneys to look into what we feel.
Right, he's been looking into it since September of last year. People are being hauled off and separated. You guys passed a great resolution. The mayor signed a great resolution at your last council meeting.
Not this time.
Condemning the border policy, or did you change your mind?
No.
You guys put out a great statement. You had a great comment about what was happening at the border and how inhumane it is that people are separating children from their families. I assume that you still believe that, Mr. Mayor, or did you change your mind?
No, I did not change my mind.
Okay, you just jumped in to correct me when I had thought we were, I think most decent human beings can agree that it's a horrible thing that the Trump administration is doing, and that we should do everything we can to stop them. One of those things is to make sure we don't participate in spending scattering tax dollars helping the Trump administration administer its ICE program. And so that's one thing you can do, and one thing you can help protect immigrants is to make sure there's a municipal ID program. It's good for seniors, it's also good for folks who don't have other forms of ID. So in addition to the police directive, which would be great, we would like to see you do what you said you were going to do last September. It's not just when Ms. Witt was here earlier in the year, there were lots of people who came last year and asked you to leave, and you said you were going to, and we are still waiting. It's been almost a year. So if you don't remember those comments, Councilman Boland, I'm happy to bring them back up on the video tape for you. I had another question, but I can't see how much time is left.
You have 3 minutes or about.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Councilman.
Any other comments?
So nothing. Sure.
David Aiken, St. Rose Valley Lane. Good evening, Council.
Good evening.
On item number 5, approval of cash management plan. Is that plan available upon request? If I want that plan, I request it. Can I get a copy of it?
Yes, you can get it from our CFO.
Okay. Item number H. The carpet that's being replaced in the library, do you anticipate anytime soon of it when being replaced at the of the library? I mean, since you said it's being placed at the Westergaard, I mean, someone had to look at it and make a determination. Did they also do the same thing for the other library?
They recently replaced some of the property in the Kennedy Library. This comes from the library board, these requests.
It comes from
the library board. The request to do this comes from the library itself. It doesn't come from us over here.
So the library is paying for that?
Out of their budget, yes.
Okay. Item J, the canopy that's anticipated. Do you know when they're going to start that? For the police canopy?
Yeah, hopefully, we're actually working on getting their bonds in place today, and so they have a pre-construction conference, and that'll probably take place by the end of the month with the construction beginning, probably mid-August.
Okay, when you say bonds, are you talking about bonds that money's allocated from the township or their bonds?
When you bid a public project, the contractor's required to put it up. So they have to give us a bond so that they're going to complete the work. And if they don't complete the work, then we go after the bonding company to get somebody else to complete
okay.
the work. So this is, they're putting their performance bond.
Okay, you're talking
once
about bonding from that.
We'll do a pre-con meeting.
Okay. Item number L, the acceptance of the calendar year ended. December 31st, 2017. Is that report also available if I requested it?
It will be available tomorrow. If the council approves it, it will be available tomorrow.
I didn't hear. Am I here?
So after the council approves it tonight, it will be available tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll also put it on our website.
On item M, Mike, is this some type of, this is a simulator, which I've never seen before. What exactly is the purpose of that?
If I may, Council President, this is a request from the police department. It's actually the video simulator now. Most police departments are moving towards that direction instead of X amount of times a year they have to do a live fire. Live fire test, but this is actually a video test. It's actually pretty interesting.
But is it effective? Watching a video of folks actually going to the range?
No, it's actually a live action simulation. Big screen, it's almost like it's right there. It's like so sort of like a hologram. Lack of a better word.
Is the police department paying for that?
Yes, the police department.
It's coming out of their budget.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. On end of November, I know that in reference to the sewer study, where is the study being done? I know the sewer's all over.
This section will be over in the New Market section. We have finished up remediation. The sewer lines, everything from Washington Avenue over to New Brunswick Avenue. Now this is the next phase going from Washington Avenue over to Stelt Road down to Lakeview Avenue.
Item Q, is that in conjunction with item N?
No, this is a construction project that is ongoing right now. This is a very tricky job, believe it or not. The sanitary sewer line is 14 feet deep. And anybody that knows anything over in that section of Arbor, it has tendency to have a lot of sand and clay over there, so it makes it very challenging for installing or repairing any lines over in that neighborhood.
David, I have to cut you off your 3 minutes or I'm all the way overdue.
Okay. I'll catch you in the next go round. I'm going to add a couple more, but if you want to end it.
You can do it on the agenda meeting. Next portion.
Next meeting.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions from the
Good evening. Tawana Harris from 2 Haley Court. Just a question as to, is there a timeline for when PSNG will be doing the digging? I just noticed in front of my house they just started the markings, I believe, yesterday. So any time frame of when the digging will begin?
If I may, I didn't get your street address.
Haley Court.
Okay. I know PSNG is doing some work out front in about 165 streets in town, replacing the gas mains. I think over in your section, I know we're going to be doing some million paving over there. That might be us.
We'll have to check. Just keep your name up here. We'll check for you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Hi, good evening. Camilla Tillman, 229 Ellis Parkway, Piscataway, New Jersey. I just wanted to know, for the savings that we're supposed to be getting on the warehouse building and all that, do you know when that will take place or when we'll be able to see that in our tax bills, and approximately how much is the savings about?
If I may, Council President, the tax bills probably won't be going out until the end of middle of August, because we're waiting for the state to have the final aid numbers for the school district, and we're not the only town. It's like every town until they come up with the jurisdiction dollars up there. But I think most people are going to be pleasantly surprised.
Do you know about how much money is
saved? We're not going to know until the aid numbers finally come out to the school district.
Okay, so about August.
About August.
Thank you.
Comments? If not, do record, notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and to the extent known. The agenda by posting a copy of the notice on a municipal building, municipal court, and 2 municipal library bulletin board, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. Sue, would you please take a roll?
Mr. Buller?
Here.
Mrs. Cahill? Mr. Kahn? Mrs. Lombardi?
Here.
Mr. Shaw?
Here.
Mrs. McCollum? Mr. Irwin?
Here. Supply through Somerset County Corp Contract CC00054-16 Atlantic Salt Incorporated, not to exceed $200,000. Item number 7, authorizing the bid 2018-2019 sidewalk repair program, bidding open July 12, 2018. Item number 8, resolution authorizing 2017 RECR approvals. Questions? Item number 9, resolution authorizing return of escrow John and Cortita Pedro, block 915, lot 21, 500 Whitaker Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number 10, authorized return of performance early and cash bonds, South Washington Park LLC, in line industrial properties LP, block 5701, lot 104, 1660 Washington Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number 11, resolution authorizing municipal lien for abatement of public nuisance, various blocks and lots. Any comments or questions? Item number 12, resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes due to tax court judgment, 10273 Tower Realtor Group, various blocks and lots. Any comments or questions? Item number 13, authorize a refund of overpayment of taxes due to tax court. Captain Joe's Frank, block 8308, block 2704, 1266 Delton Road. Any comments or questions? Item number 14, authorizing professional engineering services, 11th Street Road improvements, Menlo Engineering Associates, not to exceed $170,000. Item number 15, resolution authorizing professional engineering service, Winnie's Avenue roadway improvements, Nigerian Associates, not to exceed $55,150. Any comments or questions? Item number 16, authorize a refund of overpayment taxes due to Homestead rebate, now 100% exempt, block 1603, lot 30, 415 Carlton Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number 17, resolution authorizing affordable assistance program grant, 1000 Burgundy Place, unit 1212. Any comments or questions? Item number 18, resolution authorizing affordable assistance program grant, 1000 Burgundy Place, unit 1312. Any comments or questions? Item number 19, authorizing affordable assistance program grant, 1000 Burgundy Place, unit 1213. Item number 20, resolution authorizing affordable assistance program grant, 1000 Burgundy Place, unit 1207. Any questions? Number 21, resolution authorizing acceptance of qualifications, rates, and appointment of professional planners, master plan reexamination. Any comments or questions? Item number 22, accept the reports of the clerk's account, June 2018. Questions? Item number 23, accept report of Division of Revenue 2018. Any questions? Item number 24, receive and enter into the minutes of disturbance for the month of June 2018. Item number 12, honorable proclamation, 150th anniversary of the Beloved and Protective Order of the Owl Elks. Any comments or questions? Item number 26, announcements and comments from officials. Jim?
Not at this time, thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to also thank this evening all of the entities in town that made it possible for our 4th of July fireworks to go off without a hitch. That includes the police department, the fire departments, the rescue squads, the search team, and the all of the other volunteers that helped to make that event possible. I don't think people realize what a big undertaking that type of event is to run for a town with that many people entering into our town and exiting our town on that evening. And I have to say, it was very well done, and I thank all of them on behalf of the council.
Thanks. Okay, now we have concert park. We start now every Thursday at New Market Place on Columbus Park. Thanks.
Item number 27, open to the public. If anybody wants to speak, we know we have framed this in this.
Hi, Ann Bastion from 15 Fun Avenue. I'm the person who likes timelines. And just, I like to know the goals, and I like to know when we can expect them and see how things are progressing. But one thing that I'm very interested in is the master plan. And first of all, can we access free of charge the existing master plan? And how do we do that?
You can go ahead and submit, submit an open request to the township clerk, and then they'll provide you a copy.
That's not right.
It's not free.
It's not free? Is it free?
Yeah, no, if you get it by email, it's free.
Sure, I can do that. And I'd be very happy to do that. And then what is the re-examination process that you're citing in Resolution 21?
It's required all 565 towns in the state periodically, between a 5 or 6 year period, have to have a re-examination of the master plan.
So it's a state requirement.
Yeah, state.
And that will be included in my email request to see what comes out of that re-examination, or will that be something that in the future that's published by the council?
Well, the re-examination hasn't started yet, so there wouldn't be any responsive documents to that at the moment. But yeah, once it's complete, if you make another open request, they can easily provide that to you.
Very good. Thank you. I look forward to seeing it. Thanks.
LaShonda Hendrick, 426 Pleasant Avenue. Going back to number 5, the ordinance for the community center, what would be the tax implications? How much would we be paying for that center?
It's anticipated that the cost for the building of the center is going to be paid for out of the impact fees to the developers that are going to be down to a little while to get to where we are.
So there's funding in there already, or so we don't have to pay out of the taxes or something?
It's not that to pay out
not
of the taxes.
Yet. All right, thank you.
Bert White, 607 Ellis Parkway. In answer to your question, quite some number of months ago, Bob Smith was out campaigning. He came to my house asking for my vote, and I mentioned about that community center and the pools. Mm-hmm. He told me that there was $4 million that the city had sort of put a fund together for it. At that time, he said we couldn't, maybe $2 or $3 million more, but he didn't know when that would be available. Apparently, somehow that money got found. Just a question on your comment on the helping our police force, which I appreciate deeply in their target practice. Does that include taser beams?
We do issue taser. Matter of fact,
when
you first have the state, Are all police trained to use tasers?
Yes,
before bullets?
It's under the Attorney General's guidelines that there's certain rules and procedures that need to be found when to use tasers.
Great, thank you. And also, the last question, is anything happening on trying to move the entrance to the coming warehouse at 800 Centennial Avenue to Centennial Avenue from North Plainfield Avenue?
There's not to my knowledge at this time.
Thank you.
Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. I'm sorry that Councilman Kahn and Councilwoman Cahill aren't here, but perhaps Councilwoman Shaw or maybe the mayor can clarify the waiver that's being proposed on the zoning at the zoning board meeting on Thursday. Unfortunately, I can't be there, so I know the mayor usually votes on those. Which member of the council serves on the zoning as the liaison for the zoning board?
If I may, nobody on this dais sits on the zoning board.
So usually there's a liaison. There's a liaison to the planning board. Just the planning board. Okay. So, but then you would probably have a position, or not a position, a formal position, but an opinion on whether those that waiver for the six homes that would normally be six homes to now become eight homes. There's 100. The zoning in that neighborhood where that Macedonian church has applied for on Roosevelt Ave, they've applied to have a waiver to go from what would normally be six homes to be eight homes. And since many members of the council, including Councilman Kahn, have a very strong position on changing density for the density of housing. And the mayor made some remarks much earlier in the year about me personally and high density housing. I'm curious to know what the council's position is on high density housing and changes to our zoning rules.
As this is actively up on the zoning board's agenda, I would request council not to make comment. The township council cannot show any undue influence or comment on zoning board matters.
So they can have an opinion on whether housing should be lower or higher density generally, but they can't have an opinion on whether something should be approved?
It's a zoning board issue. If you can bring it up and talk to the zoning board.
Well, I want to know where my elected officials, one of whom actually targeted me personally with mailing about high density housing issues, I'd like to know where they stand on this particular proposal, considering it's in Ward 3. Councilman Kahn represents Ward 3. Councilman Shaw and Councilwoman Cahill and Councilman McCollum are here. Or at
yeah.
large, if this is Piscataway's answer to issues around high density housing, which was an issue in a campaign, I'd like to know where the council members and the mayor actually stand on that issue. Since you are proposing and allowing a reduction in the zoning rules, what would normally be 100 by 100 lot is now being proposed to be 75 to 100. So, is that something that the council and the rest of the town is going to continue to propose, or? Is that something that's on the deck for the rest of the town?
This is not a township council.
I'm not really asking. I appreciate that you're in a tough position,
no,
but I'd like to know what my council.
You're asking the council to comment on a specific issue.
Or generally, what they think. Maybe not this particular one. Generally speaking, what do you think of taking 100 lots?
Well, Corey referenced that item and asked to comment on that item. So, going back to say, I want a general comment.
I would like to know generally where people stand on that. They've made it an issue. The mayor made it an issue. Councilman Kahn made it an issue. So where do you stand on those issues?
I would ask the council
generally.
Not to make comment at this time.
Just to be clear, you don't have a position.
Discussed.
And when we say that you didn't do anything, if this becomes an issue, you also didn't do anything to either prevent it or mitigate it.
I've asked the council not to comment, so. Whether they want to or not, they will hopefully listen to my advice.
I'm sure that they will. You usually give them very, very good advice, but that's your job. But it's also their job to be responsible for the policy issues and policy decisions that get made in our community. And they raised this as an issue and made personal.
And I'm sure they will talk about this issue in general at other times. But you've referenced a specific application, and the council cannot comment on a specific application from the zoning board.
Okay, so process question. The zoning board approves it, assuming they approve that application, then what happens? Does it have to come to the council for further review, or is it just automatically?
No, it's a zoning board matter.
I'm just asking because not everybody.
The council doesn't have review of zoning board matters. The council doesn't have review of zoning board matters.
But the council approves the people who serve on the zoning board after the mayor appoints them, right? So council.
Yes.
Okay, so in theory, there's some relationship between the people who are serving on that board and the people who are sitting in this room.
Yeah, but beyond appointment, the council doesn't have any authority over the zoning board. We can discuss this at a later time.
I actually don't want to. I mean, I appreciate that. I'm not trying to discuss it as a private or matter or as a later time. This is a policy question for our community. You all raised that as an issue in a campaign, and you need to be responsible for how you handle it. So I'm curious to know, in general, what the township, for example, Assemblyman Brandon out of Union County is having a rally against high-density housing. Will those of you on the council be attending? Yes, no, maybe, don't know about it? Yes, you're going? You're shaking your head, I'm just not sure if that means you're...
Your statements are valid.
But they're not up yet, so I'm assuming you either don't have a position, don't know yet. Well, it'd be good to know if you can make up your minds.
Council President, if anything, it's not going to be done in the month of August. Neither plantings or seedings have been done in September.
Excuse me? Curtis, it would be done in either September or October if it was to happen.
The manholes?
No.
No, we're not receiving. That means it's too far gone to receive.